Thank you for calling customer support. This is Felicia. How can I help you?
I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Felicia.
Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia, what do you need to find me in your system?
One moment, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
My zip code is 48336.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Felicia Todd.
Okay. And can I verify your shipping address?
23133 Purdue Avenue, Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48336.
Okay. One moment. Okay, how can I help you, ma'am? Just reviewing your account.
Alicia, do you see where I made a phone call to your place of business a few days ago?
Yes, ma'am. I see where you on the 14th. Yes, ma'am. And they sent they said at that time they sent the for the terms and conditions that were discussed on that date. They sent a refund confirmation. To your email, favoritetodd@gmail.com.
You sent a confirmation to my email that you spoke with me that day.
Mm-hmm.
Is my refund still pending or has it been sent?
I see where it has been processed. You got one for 6432, one for 6503. One for 6432, and another one for 6503. Yeah, they've all been processed now. It depends on your bank because it went to MasterCard ending in 8382.
Right. So let me ask you this, Alicia. Have I been charged for another product since then or that day? Because I received another product in the mail today. So I'm very agitated.
Yeah, you wasn't charged. It was probably already en route during that time. That probably was already en route. So you haven't been.
I already had received two bottles this month, not even understanding that I was being charged $90 per bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that, and I wouldn't have never authorized that. So she told me, the last agent, that I would have been charged for two bottles for May, two bottles for April, I believe two bottles for March.
Yeah, the last one that you were charged was on May 10th. So that's probably what you got. That's probably what you received. She just went ahead and refunded you against that before you actually received the product.
She did what now?
She probably just already refunded you that partial refund against that before you, because it had already billed before you actually received that product, because you hadn't been sent anything before the since or been billed anything since May 10th.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because it was delivered on the 18th. Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
No, it just came in the mail today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess today is 18th.
Mm-hmm. Delivered tracking number. Yeah, just updated. That must have already been en route before then, because let me see if your account is canceled. Let me just check one thing.
I never even opened up not one bottle.
Yeah.
And I never heard where you cannot return products to people, especially if they've not ever been opened.
Yeah.
I don't want them. I haven't used them. And over $600 of my money have been taken.
Yeah.
Even though they're charging me for these products.
Yeah, they canceled. Your order is canceled, so there's nothing else that they will bill you for. They can't bill you because she did cancel your order out. Your subscription.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I think there's a think the company is a ripoff and a fraud, because each one of these, when I did try to figure out why these were still coming to me, because I only signed up for a trial, there was never an invoice in the packaging. There was never a phone number to contact the company. The name of the company does not match the product at all. And the only way I was able to find a number to the company was after I called my credit card company asking them, could they please locate where these charges are coming from and give me a phone number. That's how I was able to get the phone number. I couldn't even find a phone number on the internet.
Yeah, we just handled accounts after the fact, ma'am. We're just a third-party customer service.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Yeah.
So how do I talk to people in the company?
That's just basic information that we have, just the website. I don't have a direct number or anything because we have several hundred companies that we process for. So we don't,
no way to file a complaint with the company themselves instead of the third party, because you guys are not responsible, but I'm sure you probably get the agitation from the customers. So how do the customers get in touch with the third party people or file a complaint with them?
Let me see. The only thing that we basically have, let me see, is just the email for their support, and I don't know, you know, and then I have a website, but now the website probably won't let you, you know, file anything, but I can give you, you know, that email support, if that'll help you.
Okay, I'll take the email support.
Okay, it's called support@tryketoascend, TryKeto.
Support at
TryKeto. ASCEND.com.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's, you know.
That's horrible.
I apologize, you know, for whatever misunderstanding.
Trialing them out. I learned my lesson, and it was a very
expensive.
Very expensive lesson. I never even, 90-something dollars a bottle? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.